Hello, hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
It is Monica Michelle here on Michelle Minutes, and I am with Monica Michelle Marketing. So, this series is focusing on her story. Now, you can find more information about me by checking me out on social media. I'm on Facebook as well as Instagram and LinkedIn, and my profile or my handle is Monica Michelle S. I would love to hear from you. I would love to connect, so please do so. And that's Monica Michelle with two L's and the letter S. So let me tell you a little bit about me. I've been doing marketing as long as I can remember, before I even knew it was considered or called marketing. And in the midst of doing so, one day it just kind of hit me that what I love to do and what I do best is marketing. So in return, I have started doing marketing. About 20 years ago, I started professionally, or more so doing marketing as a hobby, but being intentional about it. Loved it, enjoyed it, and in the midst of it, I work with quite a few nonprofits. I've worked with authors, government, as well as people who were putting on events, as well as being on the other side of it and being the event planner and pulling together everything that need be to make that execute and work out. And so I've worked with quite a few people, and in the midst of marketing, there's always one consistent strand for me, and that's understanding and knowing what the story is. Why are we doing this event? Why did you write the book? Why are you in PR? Why do you do what you do? What makes you tick? What made you do this? And by understanding and hearing these stories, I'm able to better execute the marketing and tell the story to convey that message and communicate that to the public. And so in return, I've learned all these stories, I've heard all this stuff, loved it, but I wanted to focus the series on sharing other people's story and being able to communicate and connect with others about that story and to share that story and to hear that journey. Because a lot of times we're all going through ups and downs, we're all going through something, we've all been through something, and your story is going to help someone else's just be encouraged and be inspired to know that they too can do it, and vice versa. So this Her Series or Her Story series is focusing on tons of small business women that are in different aspects of their business. Some had just started less than a year. Some have been in business over 20 or 30 years. And so they're all talking about their journey, how they get into it. Some were moms and how they try to maneuver being a mom while they're doing this. And some said, well, you know, I've been changing my career, or it was time for me to go full time, or I had to quit, or I was transgender and I had to make this change and adjustment, and my parents died. So you hear all these stories, and it's amazing to me at how much we're all the same. Like, we're all different, but yet we're all the same, and we're all uniquely different. And so by sharing these stories, the hope is that it will encourage you, it will inspire you, it will let you know that you're not alone. And then, I mean, even some of the services that these ladies offer, if it's something that may be to your benefit, then why not allow it to benefit you? So we're looking to feed the soul, to give you what you need to keep you moving and get your business where you want it to go and get it to the next level. So there's this thing going around. I don't know how long it's been in the industry or been in play, but people have always had assistance, or not always, but, you know, for the most part, people talk about having assistance frequently. And so in the midst of having these assistants, now that we're in a digital age and everyone loves to be on social media, now you have virtual assistants. And virtual assistants are people who are your assistant in some form or fashion. They may or may not have a specialty area, but in the midst of being your assistant, they are virtual. So they're not in the office with you day in, day out. They're not coming to your house, but they're virtual. So you work out whatever agreement that you have worked out with them, and they help you with whatever task that you're needing them to help with. Typically, at least every virtual VA or virtual assistant that I run into, they are a wealth of knowledge and information. They are just, like, mind-blowing as far as how much information and expertise that they bring to the table and how beneficial they are for every business. So in return, today we're actually speaking with a virtual assistant. She has had her business for quite some time, Erica Seeley. Let's see if she is online so that we can chat it up. But it's just amazing at how much virtual assistants help and assist and get things going. Let's see here. Sorry about the delay. Ah, there she goes. Let's see. Can you hear me, Erica?
I can. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm so glad that we were able to connect and get together. But you are Erica Seeley, and you are with VAology. Is that the right way you say?
It is, VAology.
VAology. Awesome. Well, tell us first where can we find you, and then let's jump into it, please.
So you can definitely find this on our website. That's the most ample supply of information for everybody, which is just simply VAology.com. We're also on Instagram. That's also just at VAology.com. So keep it real simple.
Fair enough. And that definitely works. So tell me, how did you get into this business? Why did you get into this business? How did that come about? Tell the story, please.
Gosh, it's funny that, I mean, I hear you talking about the moms and trying to hold everything down together, and that's honestly been my biggest driving force. My business partner, Cammie, and I both worked for a bigger corporation for years together and definitely grew to dislike it. It just wasn't
right
for us at all. And so we both just kind of started spinning our wheels and thinking, like, what can we do to be happy? What can we do to be there for our families and still bring in income so our kids have somewhere to sleep at night? And
right.
They
like to eat. Don't
we just, right, I know they do. They don't stop eating ever. We just kind of started thinking, like, what skills we have and what we do enjoy doing. And we started to develop this idea, and Cammie, she jumped ship first, and she was actually working as an assistant and then a virtual assistant for someone else, and still a bigger company. And we thought, well, shoot, we could do that ourselves. We could do that.
Right.
Totally. And since we both had an income, we kind of just took our time, and we did one step at a time. We didn't try to rush into anything. We didn't try to get rich overnight. And we just took one step at a time, with starting with our branding and then our license and then getting the website up and then taking the plunge and launching. And it really took probably over about a year before we were fully up and running and able to put in 2 weeks notice for our businesses that we were currently working for, and we're here today and just still loving it.
Wow.
Like, still getting to do our thing.
Yeah, and the cool thing, because I've done a little VA work and that I've also was an assistant in an office, and the cool thing that I loved about being a VA as opposed to being live there with the person is that it's like when you were live there with the person, it was just like you would have your to-do list. You're in the middle. You know, you're like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And then the person calls you in, and they're like, blah, and they just word vomit over you. And you're like, okay, I got to do all of this. And you just threw me off my schedule, you know.
Right.
Whereas at a
yep.
VA, you have a little bit more flexibility in and moving things around and making stuff work and not, you know, feeling like you're constrained to a time frame. What's your biggest
Definitely.
Benefit of being a VA, or how do you, what do you love the most about it?
I think, because, I mean, I feel like no matter what you're doing, if you're making money, you're working for someone. So a lot of people are like, oh, you're your own boss. That's so awesome. And I'm like, I am. But at the same time, I'm working for someone every day and several people.
Yeah, right.
And I love them.
Right.
I get to pick and choose who those people
right.
are and feel it out. And if we don't, if we don't vibe, then it's okay and we can move on, and it's not some big employment contract you're stuck in and you feel like you have to uphold.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you both are on that same page and you've obviously done the contract and followed the steps, but if you're not vibing, that's totally fine. And you guys can find somebody
right.
who you work better with. And so that has resulted in me absolutely loving my clients, loving who I work for, which makes it not hard to get up in the morning. Makes it
right.
easy to get to work.
And that's the cool thing from both sides of it, because when you're in an office space, a traditional office space, you might have interviewed for it, and that person may have seemed like that you two were going to gel and be a good fit, so you accept the position, and then you're stuck until you find another position or your time runs out, like you were saying. As opposed to being a VA, you can kind of like fill each other out, have that initial interview, but then as things are going along, you're like, you know what, you look crazy. You're not for me. Or we just don't click. So we need to part ways, and I can refer you to somebody else. And that's a really cool place to be in from a business owner standpoint, but then also from the customer standpoint as well. You're like, I'm not stuck with her, you know?
Right. It's just, I feel like that's super important for both people. Like, you don't want a virtual assistant that you're like, ugh, I have to talk to her today. And it goes both ways. So, yeah, that's huge for everybody involved.
Cool. So tell me this, because this is one thing. When I left my 9-to-5 in February, and like I said, I've worn many hats in businesses, but in my opinion, I've kind of always, no matter what business I was in, I filled in where I brought to the table whatever was needed. So even with nonprofits or whoever I volunteer with, I always brought to the table what I saw that the table needed. So if the table was full of people and everyone was laughing, then I was the serious one in the group. And I didn't do it on purpose. It just happened, or vice versa. If everyone was always serious and I would go and I'd be like, you know, y'all can lighten up. This is not rocket science we're doing here. Or, you know what I mean? Like, or no one's doing any research, so I would be the one doing the research and bring it to the table. Or no one's doing any planning past the event. We need to. So anyway, I say all that to say I learned that there was a term, online business manager. I learned the term VA, and then, of course, I do marketing primarily as my main focus. What's the difference between a VA and an online business manager, and, like, why did you choose one over the other?
I still feel like we wear several hats, so I think that there's times when we do jump into that online business manager model, but with virtual assisting, we are here to help mostly smaller businesses, entrepreneurs themselves, love what they're doing. So, like, I always try to explain it, like, I'm here to help you keep loving it. So they get to do what they're loving to do, and the stuff that they don't love, they can give to me. Like, I want to see them be happy. I want to see them succeed, because that's what it's all about. So I love being a virtual assistant because I feel like I can just jump into several different areas, because everybody has the loves and the hates, and it varies so much depending on the person. So I can jump in and help them hone in and do what they do best, and then that little stuff that you still have to do as a business owner but you don't want to do, give it to me and don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. So I like that aspect of just being able to help them.
Love it. Wherever there's help needed. So do you do like referrals for stuff or research for stuff or make suggestions to enhance or move something forward, or know only if the person asks?
I definitely do make recommendations if I see an area that could definitely benefit and I've seen success doing it a different way. I will suggest that. I don't ever put my foot down and say, like, nope, this is the way we're going
to
do it.
We have to do it.
I just let them, I just let them know, like, hey, there's this other route we could take, and if you want to give it a shot, this is my experience with it. And just kind of give them another perspective, because a lot of times it can be overwhelming. So there's a lot out there.
Yes, it definitely is. So one of the handful of women that I've spoken with that have started their business, and you're in your business and you're working but you're one of the only ones who have a co-founder or co-owner. What made you go that route, and what's the benefit of having? I mean, of course, there's always some type of obstacle in communication at some point because you're two different people coming together to work. But clearly it's working and it's benefiting you guys. So what made you decide to go the route of a co-owner as opposed to two women having two businesses and you just kind of lean on each other every blue moon?
I think we got really lucky. She is my rock. So she's the one that gives me the nudge when I need it. She's the one that helps me when I need it and gives me that confidence. And I'm here to help her at that same time. And that's kind of when we work together for a corporation, we work that way. And as friends after that, we work well that way. So we've always just had this relationship where when one needs a breath, the other one's there to, like, jump in and take over. So it's really just been a great balance even before we started this. And I think we knew we weren't going to run into the issues and the struggles that you often hear about. Like, we knew how to support each other and we knew each other's strengths and weaknesses and how to help balance that.
Yeah, it's definitely good when you have another person in your life in general that can balance you or kick you when you need kicking, but then also be like, oh, it's okay when you need it. Oh, you know. That's definitely something that's
like I said,
good.
I think we got lucky.
Right. Like, hold on tight. Don't let it go. So what is your biggest obstacle when it comes to managing your business? Is it the balance between work and home, or is it getting the customer to understand or finding the clients? How do you – what's your biggest to-do and how do you
get past it? I think personally my biggest struggle is the work and home balance. That can definitely there's a very thin line and it can definitely blur. Especially when we were first starting out, I feel like you have to really hit it hard and you have to put your all into it. And so finding that balance to where you don't let that energy and that emotion slip, but you're still attentive and you're aware of your family that's hanging out behind you in the other room.
I want to talk to you for some strange reason.
I know.
Like, I'm working.
That's
me
my
out.
Biggest struggle. Exactly. Because, I mean, my kids vary in ages, so I think they vary in understanding as well. And really just getting myself to turn off when I need to turn off. And, like, that's been hard.
How do you typically work through that? Or do you use timers? Or do you have stern conversations? You set schedules?
I definitely set a lot of boundaries because at first I was like, oh, I'm here to work whenever you need me. And that can't happen. So definitely set boundaries for myself. And then, like, physical reminders, basically when my husband, I hear the garage open. And I'm like, oh, okay, wrap it up. It's time to shut down.
Right. Oh, no, I got to go.
That's my final reminder.
Right.
It's time to attend to family now. They're really home and they're all here.
Right. I probably would do the opposite. It's like, oh, well, he's here. Great. He can watch the people and I can get some work done. But no, I understand your point as well.
I definitely was there. I was definitely there too, but then that got too easy because I was like, oh my gosh, he's doing more than I am. I got to get it together.
Right. Right. So would you classify yourself as the workaholic, or have you in the past ever classified you as the achiever bee or just wanting to do it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely in the past I was, because I just wanted to see us succeed so much and see so much more happen. I got so wrapped up in that. So definitely a workaholic could be a good term, I think. Yeah,
my boyfriend would tell me, he's like, you'll get fixed on something, especially when it's something you're just starting, and you're like, I don't want to do nothing but this, and I'm like, yeah, I want to get it done, I want to see it, you know, excel, and he's like, okay, yeah, but we have plans to go out, I'm like, yeah, but we can go out next week, let me do this. like, I don't care about that anymore.
Yes, definitely setting healthy boundaries is important when you're working at home.
So when it comes to finding clients for you guys, what's something, especially for people who've never worked with the VA, what's something that they should ask or need to ask or get ready for so that they can be prepared for VA? What are the go-tos or just stuff that people just don't know?
When they're hiring a VA?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think just being honest, ask for recommendations, because I know that my best clients have come through just referrals from other favorite clients. So ask those around you that have similar personalities and work ethic as you, what do they do? Does anybody that you know have a virtual assistant? Have they worked with them in the past? And oftentimes if they have good and bad experiences, and that alone will help you at least get started in the right direction. And then it never hurts to just seek out and look for a few different people to interview. And like I said, jiving is huge. You have to match with that person, because you want to be able to trust them. So just being honest with yourself on what you need, and then being honest with them. If you need somebody who is going to be on the spot and available every minute of every day, say that so they know.
Right.
And they can say that's us or that's not us. And if you don't, if you're like, no, I just have projects from time to time, I have flexible deadlines, say that too. So they can kind of plan and see what their current workload is, and is that something that would match with what they're doing right now.
Cool. And that totally makes sense. And it's so important to be honest and upfront. I am going through a life coaching certification, and in the midst of it, I want to focus on business coaching. And so of course I have to do coaching sessions. And I did a coaching session with a couple of ladies, and somehow we got talking about a VA because they said they need an assistant. But a couple of them said, well, I'm a control freak, and I know that I'm a control freak and I can be a perfectionist, but I also know that I need an assistant, but I don't want an assistant because I don't want to mess my stuff up. How do you make that situation work? How does that work?
That's common. That's super common, because I feel like, especially for us entrepreneurs, this is our baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want you're trusting somebody else with your baby, so you don't want to let it go. And I usually will just tell people, like, that's okay. Baby steps. Find the thing that you really, truly hate doing and give that to me.
Give me
Once
that,
you
yeah.
see and you feel comfortable letting that go, it'll all start to flow, and you're like, oh, my gosh, here, take this. Have this.
Right. Let me give you something
It'll
else. Right. Can you change the diapers? Feed her, too.
Yeah.
I don't need to see the baby at all. I'm good.
Just don't expect it to happen overnight. You don't have to let it all go and trust every aspect. Like, just ease into it. Start with a small project or, like I said, a task that you dread doing every day, and then feel that out, and you'll see how it's nice to not have to worry about even just one thing, and the other stuff will follow.
That's definitely good. When it comes to the clients that you guys work with, because you're virtual, do you work with anyone anywhere, or is it just a certain area you focus on, or a certain type of customer you focus on? Just women, or?
It's anyone anywhere. I mean, we're open to anything. We do right now have just a women's client base. I feel like you kind of just attract your ideal client once you start getting in the flow. And for me, like I was saying before, a lot of it has been through referral. So I'll have like a cluster of clients in one area because they have their network of women, and they'll refer other people to me. So I do have, like, just by chance, a cluster in certain areas, but we definitely don't just look for someone in one place.
Fair enough. So for anyone who maybe started a business or in business and they're having issues finding clients or customers or whatnot, how do you guys go about finding your customers? Do you solely refer or stick to the referrals, or how did you start?
We started just by stumbling across, honestly, like a couple great clients, and then we just started getting ourselves out there. We would be in Facebook groups trying to help people when we can, reach out and network. And I feel like if that's where you're starting, a lot of them have rules like don't promote yourself, but you don't have to go out there and put an ad on a Facebook group. You just go out there and network and get to know people. And it takes a lot of time to build up everything, I feel like, but eventually they start to know your name and they start to know your business and they come and look for more. They want to know more about you and more about what you do and what you could do for them. So it takes some time and a lot of energy, but outside of paid marketing and paid promoting yourself, that's one of the best recommendations I could give, is just helping people and networking with other women that have the same interests as you do.
And that totally makes sense, because building relationship and engaging, people like to work with people that they like. So if you're on Facebook showing that you're helpful, and it's like, oh, she cares about me and what I'm working on, well, now I'll care about who is she? What is she doing?
Right,
and it's
right.
Building a relationship, absolutely. That's a good way of going about it as well. So, believe it or not, we are almost at our 30-minute mark. Conversation always flies. Do you have any final words or information or anything that you would like to share for any entrepreneur that's out there that may or may not be considering a VA?
Not more than what we've talked about, I wouldn't say, but just reiterating, like, don't expect it overnight, and it's worth it. Take your time and find that perfect match. Don't settle for somebody just because you feel like you have to have somebody right now. It's worth finding the perfect person to jive and work with you.
And I know I can say that I honestly, even though I left my 9-to-5 and it's still really kind of new, I think like even like the days that it's kind of like hard or it's like, oh, man, I look back or I might call someone up from where I used to work. And I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not there.
Right? Like, yes.
Just like, oh, let me put things back in perspective. Oh, yes. My money's a little tight. And, yes, it was better when I was there, money financial-wise, but I was like mentally just, like, it's so if you're inspiring to be in your business for yourself, then being in business for yourself is where you need to be.
So worth it.
And it makes it worth it for
definitely.
You.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I definitely appreciate it. I do have a Facebook group,
no problem.
And I'll be inviting you in. Maybe we can talk some more about VA stuff over there. But
awesome.
Erica, thank you so much. We can find you at Veology. Did I say it right? Veology?
There you go. Yeah.
Veology.com. And then also on Instagram at the same handle. I appreciate the information and the time that you took.
No problem. Thanks so much.
Anytime. And I'll be sending you a message soon. So thanks a lot.
Great.
Bye-bye,
Thank
Erica.
You.
You're welcome. So again, my name is Monica Michelle, and this was Erica Seeley wrapping up this series on her story, talking about being a virtual assistant and being in business for yourself. So if that's something that you're interested in or just need more information or you need a virtual assistant because you need someone to take some stuff off your hands that you absolutely hate doing, then you'll want to connect with her and her partner and see how you guys can make it work together. So, again, you can find me at Monica Michelle S. Click the link in my bio so you can go to the Facebook group. Love to connect from you. Love to connect with you. And I hope you have a fabulous day. I hope you enjoy this series. I hope that you can share this with someone else who may be in need of encouragement or information, or just being able to move forward. Thanks so much, and the new series will be starting soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.